Hey guys, how are you guys feeling? I'm in a bit of an empty studio right now because everyone else went to go smoke, but I'm here. I'm the only one that matters. No, I'm joking. Everyone else here matters. We back, bro. I hope you guys had a great holiday season. I know I did, bro. I did crazy stuff over the holidays. I relaxed. I worked on the show. Met a girl. It was awesome. It was the best. It was lit. But you know what? I'm back. I'm back, and I feel ready to do it all over again. I'm ready to we had a crazy year, basically. Okay, let me rewind for a second. All right, basically last year we did half a year and we went crazy. We did great, and I have every single one of you guys to thank, because that was amazing. Now 2026, we finally go even crazier. We have a whole year, not just half a year, a whole year. If you guys think what we did last year within 6 months was crazy, just know we're going to go even harder this year. 2026 is our year. We're going to get crazier guests. We're going to get crazier music. We're going to do crazier events. It's going to be amazing. I hope you guys are excited, because I'm excited. It's going to be awesome. And tonight we have another exciting show. Obviously, because if my show was boring, I wouldn't be doing this right now. Obviously, duh. So we're going to start off with, well, we have an interview tonight with the one and only Easy, who has been a very big supporter of us, to say the least. I've met him many times at multiple events, and he's an OG, so we can't wait to hear him. He's going to be talking, he's going to be playing some of his new music. It's going to be lit. We also have two new songs. We're going to be playing Be the Greatest by Ama, a new upcoming amazing artist, to be honest. He's got some crazy music. I love his music. I love his style. It's very unique, and like I can't wait to eventually have him on the show. Who knows? And of course, Binboy Curly is back at it again with his new song, who he's featured on Dreams Girl's newest song called Dirty Secret, which just dropped today. It's gonna be awesome. I can't wait to play it. I hope you guys are excited. And this is just a little sneak peek of what we're going to be doing this year. It's just constant bangers, 24/7, every Friday. And who knows, maybe we can keep doing this until the end of time. I'm trying to get more studio time, low-key. I want to try doing this two times a week instead of one, so I can be with you guys more. But who knows, maybe I'm a bit greedy. But who cares, you know what? But without further ado, we're going to be playing more new music. My fault. We're playing new music by Ama, Be the Greatest, in a few seconds. So stick around, guys. We're going to have an interview after. It's going to be lit. I can't wait to have fun with you guys again. See y'all soon.
Checking out Madlib as he repossesses some old Blue Note recordings. Checking out my fellow Scorpion.
Repeat this.
Demon, spelled D-A-E-M-O-N-S, is half God, half human. Take away the A, and thou shalt be called like
him. Yes,
I'm gonna be the greatest ever. I'm gonna be the greatest ever. When they ask, tell them I'ma be the greatest ever. I'ma be the greatest. Love. When they ask, tell them I'ma be the greatest ever.
They say I'ma just a nigga, right. I'ma just a problem, right. I'ma just a kid who need more love and more guidance, right. Mama told him, fuck up, leave my children when you find them, cause you just gonna make it easy, might as well kill them, I'm silent, cause when life kick you, bite you, you and Bob and we even more like tricky, fuck you, you won't ever say I wasn't drop beating, mama so they could pave your way, living pay to pay, living day to day, now my king and queen, I bet some bad kids that work hard, right. Same pattern that you gon' probably work for, right. Your child softer than Shaman, I'll bound he work more. They can see the greatness that was birthed. Now I'm chilling. Real mothers feel me. You don't need a hand. Get up yourself. Let them see. All my children demons. They won't leave the AM. That's the shit my mama screaming. AM to the PM singing. When they ask, tell them I'ma be the greatest ever. I'ma be the greatest ever. when they ask, when they ask, when they ask, tell them I'ma be the greatest ever. I'ma be the greatest. Love, my father taught me how to drive and told me that's just his speed. Uh-huh. Taught me how to ride and said this is more than a dream. Right. And not with a glimmer of hope I was 17. Right. My father said the life that you're aiming, not what it seems.
Right.
The crooks, well, they a part of your team. Uh-huh. Feel the pressure of the grind, well, they a part of the squeeze. Introduce you to a girl that will bring you down to your knees. Uh-huh. Turn around and be the whole reason she wanna leave. I ain't playing. Right. The coldest summers be with your homies.
Right.
The money gon' help you see all the ball. And if I'm honest, I'd rather you all alone.
Right.
Cause when you get it, you won't owe, cause you own.
Right.
I'm chilling. Real fathers feel me.
Right.
You don't need a hand. Get up yourself. Let them see.
Uh-huh.
All my children demons. They won't leave their hand. This is shit my mama screaming. AM to PM singing.
Right. Hey. When they ask,
tell them I'ma be the greatest ever. When they ask, tell them I'ma be the greatest ever.
$16.90, that was Ama, the one and only. Can't wait to have him on the show eventually, bro. Very, very talented, super cool, super awesome. Tonight, however, is about the one and only Easy. Bro, how you feeling tonight, man?
Not bad, broski. I'm feeling amazing, man.
Feeling
the
amazing.
Is great. I'm happy to see you again, man. I'm happy to have conversations, broski.
Of course, bro. You an OG, bro. I've been wanting to have you on the show for a minute, and now we're here.
We're here finally, my nigga. So let's get it all out,
let's
my nigga.
Get it, bro. Let's start off with the basics, bro. So, to all the viewers outside, so explain to them who you are exactly.
Yeah. So, I've been making music for about like 9 years now.
Mm-hmm.
My original name was Hot Boy Easy.
Hot Boy Easy.
And I ended up changing it to just Easy.
It is Easy.
Well, yeah, but I also went by Easy. Like, my moms, my grandma, my pops, they all call me Easy, you know? So I just grew up with that nickname, and, like, obviously it just stuck, you know? Works with my actual name as well, you feel me? So, yeah, I decided when I came to Montreal that, you know what I mean? Also, I just want to say big respect to everybody that's doing their thing in Montreal. I see everyone, you know what I mean? I'm super proud of what, you know what I mean, Canada's starting to do, but...
Yo, for real, bro. The underground scene in Montreal is very underrated, but you know what? Everyone is very... There's a big community, and everyone helps out each other, and I think that's what's great about it.
Yeah, I've heard... I don't know if you've seen, but, like, Toronto people talk about how... you know what I mean? Montreal people support each other too much and this and that. What's your take on that? How do you feel about that?
Ooh, okay. I got questions. I never gotten a question from a guest before. Actually, I like that a lot. Okay, my take. Now, I've heard many different things.
Mm.
Now, the most common thing I've heard, and it's something I don't really agree upon, is that Toronto has more talent, but Montreal has more community.
See,
that's not what I...
That's... So, you know, obviously we all grew up listening to a few Toronto tracks and stuff. There, obviously, there's not too much I can say on air, you know, about, like, what I know and who I know, but they got their own swag, they got their own style, and they're doing their thing. Me, personally, that's not what I'm going for. And that's why I decided to move to Montreal instead of Toronto, you know?
That's what's up. I feel like Montreal has its own unique vibe that no other place has, you know what I mean?
For sure.
It's just, it's a big melting pot of different, not just different cultures, but different genres, too. We've had different genres on the show, too. We've had hip-hop, we've had singing, we've had Caribbean. Bin Boy Curly has entered the house. What's up, man? You alright? How's everything? Co-host Curly has entered. Bro, we
saucy
just
fit as always. Yo,
saucy God, fit, bro. The guy always got craziest fits. Always going crazy. Also, bro, I got you the gum. Courtesy of Clara. Shout out to Clara.
You brought me the papers,
but anyways, man. But as I was saying, I low-key think that, well, I think every city has something unique to give. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What Montreal has, maybe Toronto doesn't. But what Toronto has, Montreal doesn't.
I think Montreal deserves its time to actually shine, though.
That's what I'm saying, bro. We have a lot of people from Toronto, but now it's time for Montreal to shine. That's why we got all these talented people on our show today, bro.
So do you think that there's a little bit of oversaturation going on with the music scene? What's your take on that, Broski?
Like for Montreal compared to Toronto?
No, just for Montreal itself.
Like oversaturation, how?
Just everyone trying to make music.
Hell no, I think it's great that everyone's trying to make music. Because
you've heard that from people, right?
Honestly,
I've heard that multiple times from people.
That there's like too much music?
Yeah, and I honestly, like, I don't know really what to think about it. It doesn't affect me, you know what I mean?
I think it's great that we have a lot of music. I think it's great that we have a variety. You know what I mean? Yeah, there's something for everyone.
Yeah, but I was more so talking about like how everybody's trying to either do jerk music or everybody's trying to do, you know, rage. Like, you think there's a little bit of oversaturation, or you think everybody can come up? Or you think time will tell and people will just end up, you know?
Low-key, here's the thing. I've seen, like, a lot of different artists. I've seen, like, I haven't been in the scene for a minute. And, like, I've only been here for, like, 7 months.
Yeah.
So whether or not someone agrees that I have a say in it, like, but from my skin in the game.
We're doing hot takes today.
Hot takes, that's right.
We're doing hot takes, gang. Bro, we're not holding shit back. We're not holding anything back. Man.
That's what's up. But the way I see it is that, you know, eventually everyone... how do I explain this? It's unique because everyone...
Like everyone will find their own thing eventually.
Exactly. Everyone will find their own pace eventually. I feel like everyone starts off as someone they want to be or someone they're inspired by or someone they want to be. And eventually they'll find their own way. They'll forge their own path.
Exactly.
Now, obviously, it's hard. It's easier for some people. It's harder for others.
Mm.
So some people will naturally have it. You guys obviously naturally have it. You guys are great. Like, there's something for everyone. And I think it's your favorite song could be someone's least favorite song.
Yeah, it's all personal.
Exactly, it's all subjective.
It's all subjective, yeah.
Yeah, not literally.
What do you think about that, Bin Boy?
Oh, shit.
Caught you off guard.
I feel like there's, like, I always say this. I feel like there's, like, a lot of, like, temporary, like, if we're doing hot takes, I feel like there's, like, a lot of temporary people who just hop in and just do some shit for a little and then back out. Where there's, like, people who, like...
Their heart's not fully in it.
Yeah, or there's people who, like, verbatim, like, just do shit other people have done. Which is, like, okay, but I think where it's important is, like, evolving into your own sort of... Like, curating your own sound and whatnot over time. I feel like that's what separates it. That's why I don't really care for none of the oversaturation or none of that. Because it's, like, at some point... Most of the artists, they find their own sound, and if they don't, they just fall off or don't do their things. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like...
You gotta persevere.
It doesn't really bother me that... Because everyone at the same time starts somewhere. Like, everyone has an inspiration. Like, all your favorite rappers started rapping like someone else. So it's like... Sure. Like, pretty objectively, you know what I'm saying? And then they just curated their own sound, which is why you know them for being them. But, like, their shit... Stuff comes before. It's just natural, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know if you guys have ever seen, like, those, I don't know if it's AI or what, but the songs from way back in the day that new artists are bringing back and, like, doing covers on. And, like,
I've heard about that,
a rule where after 60 years, like, you can take anyone's song.
Oh, yeah.
Legally. So, like, you've been seeing a lot of stuff like
public
that.
Public IP.
Yeah, not for sure.
Would you do something like that in the future?
Mm, I've thought about it. I've thought about it a lot, and you know, I think doing covers is super cool. I think that doing covers, though, is like, you know, I need to put more music out first, and like, I need to be creating art. You know, I don't need to be copying it. So I never really was one to do so.
That's true, but I feel like when it comes to covers, there's like a unique opportunity to take something that was someone's stuff and turn it into your own thing. It's kind of like, I would say recycling, but like making something new out of it.
Yeah.
So that being said, what would you say would be your favorite, like, what would you want to do a cover of eventually? If you wanted to do a cover.
Damn. Like, either, like, probably some, like, rock.
Ooh, okay.
Maybe some Green Day.
Alright, told me about that.
Yeah.
You like Green Day?
Yeah.
Ooh, okay, what's your favorite song?
Came up on that shit before I even listened to rap. Damn. Obviously, I was in Kansas when I was growing up, so it was all country. And then I moved. I played South Portland in the States, and then it was more rock. And then I eventually got an iPod given to me, an old iPod given to me that I found. And I just was talking to my boy about this. It was Young Jeezy. I put on, you know what I mean? Y'all remember the Put On song?
Nah, not even.
That song was like one of his, you know? But that's the song that really was my first rap song I ever heard, you know? And not like I knew I could do it, but for a long time I just didn't indulge, you know? I was had other things going on in life. I was playing sports and stuff like that. So,
that's what's up, though.
Yeah, but Jeezy was one of the first people I started listening to. We went Gucci, we went 50 Cent.
Gucci Mane goes so hard, bro. So okay. Old Gucci Mane on some fucking fire ass car speakers, bro. Oh
my turning God. Up, man. You know what I mean? I'm road, you know?
Yeah, not that ass.
But yeah, no, people like that. And then eventually it became, you know, Wiz Khalifa, Lil Wayne. And then after that, I found SoundCloud and became super, super interested in the underground scene. And
Wayne's my goat.
We were making
Lil Wayne.
I love Lil Wayne.
We all love Lil Wayne. But tonight, bro, we loving Easy, bro. We're finally playing some of your new music, bro. You excited?
Yeah, I'm super excited, man. It's been years in the making, so.
Hell yeah, bro. And later tonight, we also been playing new Bimboy music.
So Bimboy
with Dream Girl. The long anticipated.
Yo, I didn't even know that was coming out today. I swear, yo. It was supposed to come out last Friday. It's been pending on DistroKid.
Ooh.
We've been waiting for it, and then it just dropped today.
I can't wait to listen to it, bro. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait. But right now, bro, we finally listen to Striker Music and WYW by Easy, bro. Exclusive. What? The Come Up 6090. You listening at first. Let's get it.
Fire.
I can't lie. I'm high as the fuck in this bitch. What the fuck is up? Drinking on a smoothie.
sleep. And that nigga gotta sleep. Nigga dizzy wild, bro. Dizzy wild. Yeah.
I say, what are you listening to there, old chap? Man, I'm listening to the Live Wire show on CGLO 1690 on your AM dial every Saturday from 9 till 10 in the morning.
Hey, this is Jesse Lanza, and you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
CJLO presents The Big M Show, a series of hour-long theatrical specials featuring all new music from local singer-songwriter extraordinaire Marlena Moore. Over the course of 2026, come on out to Theater VME for dazzling performances, each with their own unique theme, set design, and costumes. The first Big M Show is coming up on January 25th at 7 p.m. So get your tickets now to The Big M Show at mylandimprov.ca.
You're 1690, we back at it again. The come up, White Boy Sauce, Easy, and Bim Boy Curly. We back at it again. How y'all feeling?
Sure.
Feeling good.
Amazing, man.
We chilling. All right, man. It's always a good day when Bim Boy Curly's here, bro. Always. Yeah. Co-host Curly, never let
co-host
us down.
Co-host Curly, exactly.
Child, last time co-host Curly was here, he fell asleep mid-interview, though.
With I Santa did.
Santa's interview did. Was crazy.
No, I was so fried.
It'd be like that sometimes.
I was so I was so tired. I remember, that was so funny.
Dead ass fell asleep. Just like, you look comfortable too. You're just like,
yeah, I was like, I was locked in. Bro.
It was it happens, bro. I was tired too, bro. That's what happens when you get the late show, bro. You get too tired. Then you drive home and it becomes interesting.
So you be doing this all day? Or?
Nah, dude, I'm here only from 10 to 11. Okay. But I come early to just do like some extra preparations and
for
stuff.
For sure.
So y'all get the best quality.
Yeah, no, of course, appreciate that.
Forever. Of course. But anyways, man, so let's talk about more about your music. So you've been doing music for a while, right?
Yeah, it's been about like 8 to 9 years now. Probably.
Damn, okay.
Maybe 10, but I don't even want to go that 8 to 9. Good.
Damn, okay, so you've been in it for a minute.
Yeah.
How would you say your music has progressed over these multiple years?
For one, I was able to drop music and be proud of it for the first time in a long time. It took a long time. Me, I'm a little bit of a perfectionist when it comes to what I want in my art, so... Yeah, certain things where maybe it was just one bar in the song that it ruined the whole song for me,
Damn, okay.
But now, about 2 years ago, I was like, yo, I should just stop making music because, whatever, I'm just not as consistent. There was, bigger fish to fry, let's say, in that time. And I was like, you know what? I see all these youngins like buying Apple headphones and Band Lab, and I was like, let me try it, you know. I remember, like, yeah, I got the joy back, you know, and then I just started to make music and tap in with Montreal people. This is when I was in Ontario, too. And tap in with a few Montreal people. I started getting shows out here about last year. And, yeah, finally, you know, just going through songs, curating them, re-recording some of them, making sure that, you know, I really get the vibe and message off that I want. And I make people feel a certain way, you know what I mean? Like, it's not about just, like, having a good song. It's about giving people a feeling.
100%. Sometimes it's, as long as you can make someone, like, bump their head or vibe, you've done your job. You know, like, not done your job, but, like, as long as you make people feel something.
Yeah, I'm a strong believer in that there's a few different types of humans, and some of them just, you know, they can't really understand music. Some of them super understand music. And some of them just, you know, don't care. And it's okay. Every single one of those is perfectly fine. You know what I mean? Not everybody is a football player. Not everybody's a basketball player. But when you can make, like, these top artists that we hear about, like, you know, they have everyone listening. You know what I mean? Even the ones that don't care. Even the ones that, you know what I mean, they're listening still in the car, you know, and they might even sing along, you know. So it's something to think about. It's food for thought, you know.
Exactly, bro. You know, I believe it was Bin Boy Curly who said, just keep on going. You know what I mean?
I did say that once.
He did say, you know, a whole song called K-Boy Con.
It's made on my fucking sweater.
It's super, I mean... But it's the word I'm looking for. Motivating.
It is motivating, you know, because, like, I feel like it is hard to be a bit consistent. I mean, even with the radio, too, like, it's hard to, like, always, like, you know, come up with posts, come up with, like, interview questions. And, like, I think it could be also kind of hard for, like, artists, too, right? Like, it could be hard to, like, always, like, keep delivering top quality, like, constantly. So, what would you say is the biggest challenge when it comes to consistency?
For me personally?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I know a lot of people, like some of my good friends, some of me and Curly's good friends, like Backwoods and Foob, even Nine, like their work ethic. When I moved here, I seen their work ethic, and, you know, they're recording 24/7, and they're always trying to get in the studio, and even Bin Boy too, like, so it just opened my eyes, you know what I mean? You said, what was the question, though? You said, what are the hardships of consistency?
Yeah, like, what do you think is, like, the hardest part of being always consistent? Yeah.
Well, I think it's different for everybody. I mean, obviously, you've heard of writer's block. Sometimes, maybe in life, you might not feel like the person that you actually truly are. And when you make a song and you listen back to it, you're like, nah, that's not me, and everything, you know? You start to get in your head a little bit. And, you know, that's what happened with me. I can't talk for everybody, but for a little while, you know, it was just, like, not making songs that I even enjoyed personally, you know?
Yeah.
And so with music, you know, you're making music for yourself, and then if people like it, people like it. You know, you're not making music to get money or famous or nothing like that, you know? It's a way of life. It's art. It's creativity, you know.
Yeah, it's art. It's a lifestyle, you know what I mean? And, like, if you're just using, like, if you're using the art for solely just, like, money reasons, I guess, like, I guess it's just, like, what's the point of even trying to do it, you know what I mean? If there's no soul into it, then it's just nothing.
I think that applies to a lot of things in life as well.
Exactly.
Not only music, but just real life things as well, too.
Without passion, then there's nothing, I guess. If you don't have, like, the heart to do it, then don't even bother doing it at the same time. And I think also you can apply that to when you said also about the oversaturation of the artists. I think one thing that I've realized, that even though there's a lot of people, is that you can definitely tell who's putting in the effort and who's just doing it just to, like, say that I did it once. You know?
I always had an analogy for my friends that, you know, Like, we're kind of going through rough times. And I always said, yo, you walk down the street and you can tell whose room is clean and whose room is messy. And basically what I meant by that is, like, you can tell when, you know, it's obvious if Buddy made his bed that morning or not. You know what I mean? It's obvious if you can just tell by the stature and the way people move. So always make sure that, you know what I mean, you keep that same, you know what I mean, whatever that is for you. If that's 20 push-ups in the morning and making your bed, or if that's, you know what I mean. But I think that's very important to keep in consistency.
Consistency is key, I think. What about you, Curly? What do you have to say about consistency?
Yeah.
What's the hardest thing about consistency for you as an artist?
Well, in my case, maybe a little different, because, like, I like having more, like, I don't, like, some people cook up to cook up tracks, you know what I'm saying? I sort of do that, but at the same time, a lot of the stuff I make is, like, more for, it's like a concept, or it's like an idea, like,
that's what I like about your artistic views, is you make stuff about things, you know?
Yeah, and I feel like when I don't have an idea for something, like, an idea of, like, a plot line or something that I want to, like, make for a track, or, like, something's not really, like, some dramatic's not really going on in my life or whatever, like, it's kind of, like,
filler.
Hard for me to, like, yeah, I need a feel to make shit, you know what I'm saying? So it's
exactly,
like,
hey,
it's and, like, and if I don't, it's kind of like whatever. But, like, a way that I stay consistent is I just try to plan my stuff out in advance, so I at least have an idea of the type of tracks I want to make or whatever. Like, even if I don't have the whole project, like, completely done in my head, I have an idea of how I want it to sound. I have an idea of, like, what I want the start through the end to sound like, and stuff like that. So it's like,
yeah, you do, it's visionary stuff. I want to go back to you talking about you have to go through, like, well, I don't know how you
things.
Yeah, you have to go through things. Like, yo, like, for a long time I was literally just traveling around North America, you know, doing a lot of just trying to survive, and you know, I didn't have space to make music. And when I got out of those situations, I had a ton of things to talk about, you know? But when I'm just chilling, relaxing, not doing much, it's hard for me to make songs because I'm not experiencing these things. Like, I'm the type of person, I can't really just talk about driving in a Lambo and I don't have a Lambo, you know?
Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah, it's hard for me. So, like, I have to experience things for sure in order to make music. And
you gotta live life at the end of the day. Once, if you don't live life and you just start saying random stuff, then it's, I'm not saying you're a fraud if you don't say, like,
well we're not gonna say all that, because
yeah,
you know, I have some close friends that, you know, are really great people, and that are really, really big in the underground Montreal scene. And, you know, they don't indulge in, you know, extracurricular activities. But, you know, they still make songs that make sense, that people do indulge in those things can actually vibe to and feel.
100%.
You know, so
I think there's, like, a balance to it. I think it could be cool. Like, I think it was, like, Lil Tecca who just said, like, you ever see that Genius interview where he's, like, going to France? I've never been to France.
Yeah, he's like, guys, I have a girlfriend. Like, I have a girlfriend, bro. Yeah, nah, I seen that interview.
And
that was,
like,
funny, yeah.
Fill me in, I'm not sure.
So there's this, do you know Genius? The
the yellow background?
Yeah, where they're looking at the lyrics.
Fuck. I'm going to have the most fried one when I'm...
That's amazing.
It's
right.
So fun, yeah.
It's going to be a joke one.
And anyways, Lil Tecca is doing, like, he's doing one for one of his songs. And, like, he's just talking about his lyrics. But half the lyrics that he wrote didn't actually, like, they're not true. Like, they're not real. So, like, he's talking about, like spending money in France, but he's never been to France.
Yeah.
And, like, he said, like, I think this, like, idea is pretty cool. Like, it also depends, too, like, who, like...
Well, you want to paint a picture for the listener, right?
Exactly.
And certain listeners, like, if you really touch that little pinnacle and what people want to hear, and then they actually start listening to music more and more, they're going to actually be able to go to bed and put headphones in and close their eyes and feel like they're...
Yeah, exactly.
And what they're listening to. It's my issue is that it's hard for me to do some shit like that, some stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, it's hard for everyone. Like, kind of like how it's easier for some people to freestyle and it's harder for some people to, like, write.
Yeah, it's just all about how you want to deliver your art, you know?
Exactly. Like, how do you write? Like, do you write your lyrics beforehand? Because I know a lot of people like to freestyle it.
I have a few different methods, but sometimes I'll usually write about six bars, maybe, and then I'll just freestyle the rest, and then maybe go get another written that might match, honestly. But right as of recently, I've kind of just been punching it in, you know?
That's what's up.
Yeah, like, with what you want, W-Y-W, that was just purely just punching in and you know, feeling something. I felt, you know, 100%. Feeling emotions that day, and, you know, it came out as an amazing art piece.
It did come out pretty good. It came out pretty lit, actually. It's my favorite song off the project, low-key.
I appreciate that.
How would you say, like, we've talked about writer's block a lot in the show, and, like, how people have their own different ways of overcoming it. Have you ever experienced writer's block, and how would you say would be a good remedy for it?
I experienced writer's block, like, last week. I experienced writer's block a lot, but also a lot of these it's kind of funny, but I don't wish this on nobody, but you know, when I first started making music, I was pumping out bangers every single time, and then you start to slowly, you know, get through all the beats and get through all the flows that you, and then now you gotta be an artist and create, and that's where we're gonna see who real artists are
literally. Yeah, and that's where consistency comes in, bro, because you gotta, like, it's always hard to, like...
You can be a performer, you can be an artist, you can be behind the scenes, you can be a producer. I think everybody's smart enough to really picture those people in their head and what type of people those people are. Everybody plays a role, a part in the team, you know what I mean? And, you know, some people, like, I have a close friend, you know, he tried rapping and stuff, it didn't work, but he went the other route, and he started to, you know, do interviews and start to bring people together, you know what I mean, and kind of curate songs through producers and multiple artists, and then also do some video stuff for them and stuff, and just kind of create. So also that's there's multiple different routes you can take, you know. A lot of people just think that they want, like, you know, to be like, a lot of people, like, want to be, like, famous. Like, me, I don't do this shit to be, this stuff to be famous, you know? I you know, Playboi Carti's cool. Shouts out, YVL. But, like, you know, Uno the Activist, his friend, I don't know if you know about him as well.
Shout out Uno.
He's a little bit not as known, but, you know, he's living life off his music. And I'd rather be... And Uno the Act, I bet you Cardi would even probably at this point say the same thing. I'd rather be in an Uno the Activist position rather than like a Playboi Carti position where I can't walk outside and get my hair ripped off and shit and stuff. You know what I mean? Like,
I feel you.
So, again, like, it would be great for me to, you know what I mean, get money from making music. I obviously love it. It's one of my passions. But that's not really what we're doing this for, you know?
100%. I feel like sometimes it also comes at a cost, too. Like, let's say, like, a lot of people like your music. Fame is something that's going to be guaranteed. And obviously, like, privacy is something that's not guaranteed when it comes to that.
And so that's a big thing to give up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not sure if, like, that would be my strong suit either. I'm very... But then again, my whole job is to be social, but, like, originally I'm pretty shy. I like to be very closed off and, like, personal and...
Yeah, I never caught that. Myself. I never caught that for me.
Oh, dude, I had to change myself to do this show.
I want to say shout out Moonshine. Shout out PK, my uncle.
Shout out,
PK Wonders, his manager, LV, and all the Moonshine crew. You know, they taught me a lot, you know what I mean? And just after the past conversation. They've been going for 10 years, so just after the past conversation, I just wanted to to get that in.
Give a little shout out. Yo, shout out to Moonshine for real. We finally take a quick little ad break and we finally get back into it. So, yo.
Ad break.
We'll be right back, y'all. 6 to 9 to come up. Let's get it.
Wow.
Our talks about movies always start out with the best of intentions. Opinions are shared, debates develop. But then things get heated, words get said. Friendships are tested, disagreements break out. This is when the smackdown happens. Join us for our next epic grudge match, Sundays at 2 p.m., Cinema Smackdown, right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
Hey, this is Magi Merlin. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
I'm a music since I caught you running out the room.
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
Like I'll be sitting here like Charlie Kirk, bro. I'll be sitting my
hold on, we live, bro. We live.
Sipping my water.
We back at it again, bro. 69 to come up. White boy with sauce, Ben McCurley, and Easy, bro. We were just discussing a future episode I've been planning, bro. We're gonna have a potential debate episode. Now we've had a few of our guests who are quite fond of comic books, just like myself. But most importantly, Ben McCurley is also just like myself. Not exactly.
I'll boom anybody in this debate,
bro. You think so?
I'm very confident. I'd be very surprised. Like, are we talking about DC or Marvel though?
Both. Everything. We'll be talking about DC, Marvel, Image. Like, I'm talking about like Invincible and stuff. I don't know if you like Invincible.
Okay, I love Invincible. I'd say Marvel's probably like my like weakest point.
Really?
Marvel, yeah. Marvel comics aren't it to me. Like other than X-Men, but I don't really like much. Like Spider-Man's cool, X-Men's cool.
You don't like
Fantastic
Four?
I love the movies though. The movies are crazy. I'm crazy for the MCU. I don't like most Marvel comics. I find they're boring.
See, for me it's the opposite. I don't like the movies anymore. I like the comics more.
I love DC. I find DC is just like just 10 times Batman, bro. Batman, like, just the storylines they be having and shit.
Absolute
like,
Batman's crazy.
Yo, that's what I'm saying. Like, yo, they just casually drop bangers. Bangers on bangers on bangers. Like,
who's
Green Lantern.
Who are you talking about?
We're talking about comics. We're talking about a future debate episode.
Yeah, bro.
For comics. Yo, but low-key.
Smokey would low-key, like, smoke you.
You think so?
Yo, Smokey knows a lot of stuff. He loves Deadpool. We were talking about... I drove him home the first time I had him on the show.
Okay, well, like... Okay, but, like... What would the debate be about? Would it be about, like, feats and shit?
I think, like, low-key, I haven't thought about it that much, but I think I would have,
like
a bunch
of hot
takes. Like,
on some Hulk versus Superman, like,
yes,
things, stuff like that?
Exactly like
Who
that.
Who do you think's winning that, by the way?
Hulk versus Superman?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it depends who's writing them, but it's definitely Superman.
That's every
it's
comic book character
Superman.
Ever. Objectively, like, just to a degree, yeah. Okay, as long as
I do think
team.
It's Superman. But honestly...
Hulk's objectively been knocked out before. He's been knocked out and turned back into Bruce Banner. I promise you.
The Superman MCU made him such a pussy, though. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, of
I
course.
I hate that. But apparently we're getting them back in Brand New Day for Spider-Man.
Yo, bro, they can keep him.
Shout out Spider-Man, man.
Yo, shout out Spider-man. Oh, wait. I forgot to tell you.
I don't like Tom Holland Spider-Man, though.
You don't like him?
No. Oh, he's
I'm
just
I'm
not
talking
Spider-Man.
About the old school. I'm talking about the old
yeah,
school.
Yeah, Tobey Maguire and Andrew Kahang. Yo,
I think
I don't like the new Spider-Man.
I think this next movie is his redeeming movie.
But I take that back if I'm ever famous and I meet him type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hey, yo, what'd you say, fam?
What do you say?
But yo, did you see who they just casted for?
I said I want Zendaya. Yo.
Did you see who they casted?
He actually beat the shit out of me. That guy's like...
He would low-key fight you.
Yeah.
But did you see what they casted for the Batman Part 2?
For what? Oh, yeah, they casted...
Sebastian Stan, Two-Face.
Yeah. What's his name? Sebastian Stan, right?
Yeah. Bucky. And Scarlett Johansson's going to be playing his wife.
That's so fire.
That's going to be amazing.
That's so fire. The whole gang has Scarlett Johansson, bro. What the hell?
The rumor is that she's going to be playing Phantasm.
Hey, stop doing her like that, bro. Hmm?
The rumor is that she's going to be playing Phantasm. You watch the animated series?
Yeah. I do know who she... Yeah. That would make sense, though, low-key.
It would make.
That'd be fire. But I think... I'm low-key excited for Batman Part 2. Like, that's probably my most hyped movie. Like, for superhero movies. Like, I don't think there's any other movies I really care about, to be honest, that are coming out. Except Doomsday.
Do you guys think that, that movies have, like, gone down? In the past, past few years, I'm a big. My mom always, made me watch super cool movies as a kid. I didn't really realize why until I rewatched them a lot. But I find that the movies are just kind of like nowadays. And I also heard that the movies now, they're making them like for TikTok brands.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah,
they are. Objectively, they're putting you have to explain, which is like the worst thing ever. They have to make things like Netflix put out like a rule for their new series where people have to be able to look at their phones and still understand what's going on.
Yeah, in 10 second
intervals. That's why the whole new season of Stranger Things, they explain things over like a million times. Have any of you guys watched
the new season? I hate it.
Remember how every time they're like, so this is Vecna. This is us. They explain this everything like you're a 4 year old, bro. It's like this, like, you know when they do shit like that?
Did you watch Stranger Things?
Nah.
The finale sucked.
Yo, bro, they put niggas into a psychosis, bro. Like, niggas been losing their minds over the ending, bro. Conformity gates, bro.
And you know what's crazy, bro? Okay, a lot of people are upset. Here's one of the main reasons why people are upset about Stranger Things. A lot of people are upset that they made Will's coming out scene longer than the final scene.
What? How do you fix that?
But, we're having a little bit of a technical difficulty. Yeah, it's cool.
Some shit like this.
I think it unhooked. Yeah, you just gotta put it in.
Yeah, you're probably gonna have to do a gang. I can't do this.
Hold on.
I have to hold it.
Hold up, Curly. Keep talking about Stranger Things. I'm gonna try fixing it.
What are you saying about what's coming on scene, bro?
About how people didn't like it, but for what reason?
Yo, bro, honestly, I'm mad at a million other things before that, bro. I'm not gonna hold you.
For real?
Yeah, I don't really care for all that.
I watched Avatar, the new one. I did not like it.
Yo, bro, I don't care for no Avatar no more. Avatar's so, oversaturated, bro. He's just trying to do his big one every movie, but you're never doing your big one like how you did your big one that one time, fam. This guy's trying to do 5 movies, bro. He ruined the surprise for me. I've known there's going to be 4 more Avatar movies.
Okay,
you give Avatar 1, okay, yo, you give, Avatar 1, 10 years before you give it a sequel, more, right? Then you give it a sequel. Then you're like, which before the sequel came out, take in, right? Disney was talking about we're doing 4 Avatar sequels. As long as each one makes $1 billion, the next one will be made type shit, right?
Yeah.
It's James Cameron. He's trying to go out with his big one, his big ass Avatar franchise, whatever, right? Bruh, at the time that they announced that there's 4 more movies coming out, there had only ever been 1 Avatar movie. And I saw that shit when I was 6. It makes no sense to me. What story could you possibly have to tell that was not already conveyed in the theme of the first movie that you need 5 movies to tell the story? 5 movies, bro. They lost me in the second one. The second one's 3 hours. I was sitting there
The third one.
It was beautiful. It was beautiful. Don't get me wrong. The movie looked really good.
Fake stuff. That's where they lost me. Shout out Oxy, yo.
Fake stuff.
Yeah. But I was just like, yo, bro, 5 movies is diabolical. But I'm not going to lie, that one new girl, she's tough, bro.
Yo, Gotenks has no dominion here.
She's so tough. She's
the
so
new
tough,
girl? Wait, which new girl?
You know the girl? Yo, bro, the girl, I'm pretty sure she's
she's fucking on,
she's like the fire shorty.
Oh!
Yo, Goddess has no dominion here. Yo, bro, I was like, yeah,
yo,
nah.
Yo, you know what?
It's tough. It's giving Wakanda.
They took the plot of that movie from was it Sudanese people? Have you guys
something
seen
like that?
That?
Yeah,
something like that.
I've seen it.
Sudanese people, yeah. So that whole thing was basically, you know, people went to Sudan, obviously, and were like, yo, we can just, you know, because, like, you ever meet a black person and you're like, damn, he's so black, he's blue. You know what I mean?
What?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So
no,
basically,
no,
that's why, yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so that's why, like, they made them blue and stuff. And, like, a lot of
them. And they made them, like, because they're like a mix. Like, that's why Loki just, like, the director Loki gets, like, a little bit of shade sometimes. Because it's, like, he's taking African and, like, Native and indigenous culture and stuff and, like, kind of putting it, like, using it as heavy inspiration. But he's not from any of those. Which is, like, I personally don't really care that much.
Yeah.
But I could see why some people have, like, raised their eyebrow a little bit at it with the way that the Na'vi are portrayed and whatnot.
100%.
Well, I mean, the person that first ever found gold, the person that ever first found a diamond and then realized the worth of it, you know, they didn't, you know.
I think my biggest gripe is that, like, now they're low-key kind of ripping off The Last Airbender.
What? Oh, yo, God, yes.
Yo, so okay, here's my gripe with this, right? The first one, you don't, like, they just had the name. And I didn't.
The forest people.
They don't have an element. Now, enter the second one. There's water people. Why are there water people? I didn't ask for water people. I'm like, all right, whatever. The third one, the fire people. Fire people are the villains.
And there's also the air people in it.
The air people who are nomads. Air nomads. Literally the
But that's what I'm saying. Like,
air,
yo,
Last Airbender.
People have been getting Avatar and Avatar confused that ass for like a decade, bruh. And you start making movies that are all based on the element. It's like, it's so fried to me.
And what's the worst part? It does not need to be called Avatar anymore. Just call it Pandora or something. It doesn't... that you call it Avatar, the way.
Nah, yeah, nah, they're low-key milking the cloud of the first movie. I'm telling you, like, it's never been the same 100%. Since that first movie, bro. Like,
the first movie, it did not need 4 sequels, 7 sequels.
It did not. That's what I'm saying. Everything that needed to be told, taken most of my life, I went through my life being like, I seen the movie Avatar. It's a tough movie. To find out there's going to be 4 sequels, I was like, there's no reason for that. There's no reason for all that.
My biggest gripe, even with the first one.
Like, there's certain movies you leave and you're like, hey, yeah, there'll be a second one.
Do you know any of the names of the characters?
No.
Neither do I.
No.
Even this new one.
No, the billion-dollar franchise, and I couldn't name you 5 characters except for Jake Sully. And that's one guy.
The Na'vi.
That's one guy. And the Na'vi.
The Na'vi. That's all I know.
That's it. That's all I know.
That's all I know. You know, do you want spoilers for the new one?
Nah, I'm gonna see it Tuesday.
Oh, allow okay, me. I was gonna start shit talking it.
Allow me. I'm gonna see it on Tuesday.
In that case, bro, okay, we have to do the quote of the day. Easy. What would you say is the quote of the day?
You asked me that earlier, and I was really trying to think. I was like,
the top of your head, bro.
Top of my head.
Straight from the heart.
There's a few good ones. Top of my head would probably be, do not lose hope. Please believe that there are always 1,000 beautiful things waiting for you. Sunshine comes to all who feel rain.
Holy shit. Oh, you got that, brother.
That's lit. I like that.
You got
I wish
that.
Other people were clapping.
That's
but...
some like lame ass shit in comparison, bro. You got that.
You got that shit. You got that. But on the topic of more movies, bro, what would you say is your favorite movie? Or your top 3?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, don't get it. Don't get me started about movies, boy.
Bro, we got like 4 minutes left.
My mom made sure I was cultured in that movie shit.
That's what's up.
So, basically, I would have to say, you guys probably don't even notice. Y'all remember the little monsters? It was the blue guy with the horns, and he always used to come up under the bed and steal the kid and bring him to the underworld. Huh?
Monsters, Inc.?
No. See, y'all.
No, I think I know what you're talking about. And it's like low-key like a fever dream, huh?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
So there's that one. Of course, I've seen every SpongeBob before they started making SpongeBob a little bit lame. Millions of times. My favorite movie ever is Django Unchained.
Yo, alright, we both have the same favorite director on our favorite movies.
Yeah, same.
My top 2 movies are Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and Pulp Fiction. Like, those two. And Loki, I'm not gonna lie, like, close contender, I'm not gonna lie. Revenge of the Sith, bro. That was like a...
That's a crazy movie.
That was like a real, like, in my manhood, bro. Like,
yeah. You got some stuff like that, and then Star Wars also got some really crazy stuff that's not too gory, like Rob Zombie stuff, where you got House of 1,000 Corpses, and some craziness like that. I don't really indulge too much in it, but a couple of my homies be on that, and I've seen them, and you know, the way it's an art piece for sure.
100%. Everything is art.
I love movies, man.
Dude, me too. I recently rewatched Kill Bill 1 and 2.
Oh, bro.
I'm going to make a letterbox, and I'm going to start doing movie reviews. My boy just reached 100 movie reviews he's done.
Movie review Curly will go hard.
Movie review Curly would be hard. Nah, like, I'm just going to post up on my, like, Instagram story. It's going to be like, this movie was a fucking shit, blah, 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 whatever. Yeah. I wasted 2 hours. Oh, yo, the Weeknd's movie is going to have some bad things. I have some bad things to say about that movie.
I had a letterbox just to review 2 movies.
Really?
It was a shit talk, The Godfather, where I wrote meh with 2 stars.
That's real. Sometimes you gotta be honest. Breaking Bad was not one of those mehs.
That's very true. And then the next movie, guess what I reviewed?
What?
Pikachu's Adventure. Gave it 5 stars. That was amazing.
Out of what?
5 stars. 5 out of 5.
With Ryan Reynolds?
No, the movie. It was
the animated movie?
Yeah, the Pikachu's Adventure. It was like 20
minutes long. Okay. I had to make sure. I thought you meant the Ryan Reynolds fucking action.
I liked it.
I hate Ryan Reynolds, bro.
You don't like Ryan Reynolds?
No, bro.
Why?
There's people I just see through so quick and I could tell they're pieces of shit, and Ryan Reynolds is one of them.
A couple of videos that came out that he was like.
And it makes sense that him and The Rock hate each other because they're like the same person. But anyways.
Fun fact, The Rock is actually my 3rd cousin, nigga.
Yeah, really?
Are you serious?
Holla at me, nigga. You've been gone for years, man. You ain't even come back home, boy. Where you at, my nigga? The Rock. You know what I mean? Holla at me, my nigga. Get something done, my nigga. You know?
It's about drive. It's about power.
It's about power. We stay hungry. We devour. Yo, bro.
Yeah, nah. So I just gotta get my top movies. It's gonna be Django Unchained. It's gonna be a Kill Bill series.
Mm-hmm. Kill Bill's tough.
And then it's gonna be after that. Just had it in my head. Sorry, you know, a couple days staying up, you just have to forget shit.
It happens.
But it'll come back. I'll just say Napoleon Dynamite is an amazing movie.
That's what's up. I love that movie.
The way that they caught the energy, you feel like you're watching like a homemade movie, no?
100%.
I haven't seen that.
Whoa.
But yo, we unfortunately, bro, we out of time. Because now we finna play Dream Girl and Bimbo Curly's new song, Dirty Secret.
Gang,
easy.
Gang.
Thank you so much. You noticed that she posted it in caps?
Yeah, she's so W.
Shout out to Dreams Girl. Shout out to Easy for pulling up to the show.
Yeah, so easy.
Can't wait to do this again. It's gonna be lit. And for now, ladies and gentlemen, Dreams Girl and Bimbo Curly, Dirty Secret, exclusive, The Come Up. Let's get it. How should I decide? How should I decide? Life is.